Welcome to the Christian Business Advantage Podcast, the podcast for Christian authors, speakers, coaches, and virtual assistants. I'm your host, longtime virtual assistant, author, and speaker, Alicia Avant. On this podcast, we'll talk about how to build an online presence through email marketing, social media marketing, content repurposing, and building and maintaining your website. After serving Christian authors and speakers for over a decade, I have learned a great deal about their greatest needs, and it continues to be a privilege to serve them. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Christian Business Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Avant, and today we're going to be talking about how you can promote yourself as an author, speaker, or coach via email. So we've talked a lot about emails over the last few weeks, why you should have an email list, what you can do to set it up, what type of programs to use, what should be included in a newsletter, so on and so forth. But truly, you often probably ask yourself, well, what's in it for me? What is the point of me doing this? And is this going to help me to get new readers, new places to speak, new clients if you're a coach? So this is where the promotion piece comes in. So we've talked about a nurture sequence. A nurture sequence is so you can build a relationship with those people and they can get to know you, like you, and trust you. But promotion does come into play at some point. And if you don't promote yourself, then you won't see results, right? So I'm going to talk about four things that you can do in your emails that will help you to promote yourself. The very first thing is, in your emails, it's important that you focus on your expertise. So if you're a writer, for example, if you're an author who writes books about grief for those people who have lost a child, whether that be through miscarriage, through a childhood illness, through an accident, whatever, then that is what your emails should focus on in order to establish yourself as an expert. Yes, you can share personal stories and things like that. I talked about that last week as far as being a part of the newsletter, but you should not be sharing recipes or you would not want to share time-saving tips. You're going to want to stay in the topic of grief and loss of a child and things that that person is interested in. That might be books. You know, if you're an author, you could share your books. If you you could write articles about it, you could share tips and tricks and all those types of things, but you wouldn't want to veer off into another completely different subject area. So focus on what you're good at. The second thing is you want to empower the people who are reading. Someone asked me last week, do I refer to those on my email list as my subscribers or my readers? I try to say readers. I think subscribers is a little less personal. So empower your readers. You want to do this by providing inspiration, providing motivation, or providing support. So think about it. No matter what topic, there is a way to inspire, to motivate, or to support someone, no matter what the topic might be. And, you know, that's what people are looking for. And the next thing kind of goes with this, because number three is to appeal to your reader's needs. What is it that your reader needs from you? Why did they even join your list in the first place? You want to use, as I said, you know, readers versus subscribers, you want to use reader-oriented language. So when you're pitching to them, whether that be to get on your email list or once they're a part of your email list, you wouldn't say, hey, I'm, you know, an author, or I'm a speaker, or I'm a coach, and I write about or speak about or share about XYZ, please sign up for my newsletter, for example, or please sign up, or please buy my book. No, you want to talk about them. Have you ever wanted to, you know, become a stay-at-home mom or a work-at-home mom? Are you struggling with anxiety about your child's future? Or do you wish you had a way to save money at the grocery store? You know, I'm giving you examples of topics that might be something you're an expert in. So ask about their needs. Talk about them. Do you want to make sure to have the body, or do you want to have the body you've always wanted? Then, you know, sign up for my class that I'm offering on weight loss. And those are the ways that you appeal to people, is by getting to know them and their needs and what it is that they are looking for. And then you're going to speak to that need. And then finally, the last thing is you're going to offer value. So you're focusing on what you're good at and how can you help these people. And once you find out what it is that they need, then you provide value to that area or need. You provide resources. You provide advice and support. You provide motivation and help. You share what you know and what has worked for you in the past. And that is what will help to promote you as an author, a speaker, a coach. No matter what it is that you're trying to promote, you've got to make it more about the reader and those people you're trying to help than you do about yourself. That is where the magic happens, so to speak, is when you are able to help someone else, and instead of promoting yourself, you're helping them, and in turn, it does promote you and what you have to offer. So I hope that that is helpful. I wanted to remind you that if you've not joined me over in our Facebook group, the Christian Business Advantage Facebook group, it's a great place to connect with other author speakers and coaches and get some help and expertise. We share lots of resources there, and I would love to have you join us. Thanks for listening.